A thoroughly disheartening loss for the Jaguars. You can see it on their faces as they left the field at Gillette Stadium on Sunday afternoon. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton with your rapid recap. The Jaguars fall 51-17 to Tom Brady, who was magnificent. The Patriots scored on their first nine possessions. It was closer than it seemed late in the first half, but when Blake Bortles was intercepted by Devin McCourty, they went back down the field, made it 20-3 at the half, and the game got away from them at that point.
I am discouraged, because of the fact that, especially in the first half when we had gone, and then that play, I just felt like, you know, here was a chance for us to at least go in. It's 13-6, down a touchdown, come out in the second half, and that didn't take place. That's discouraging to me.
You know, obviously the interception before half and a couple of penalties really shot ourselves in the foot. You know, I think, I just don't think we played very well. But I mean, I don't think this game, you know, is going to define us. I think it's, you know, how we respond to it and what we do next.
We got to tackle and we have to communicate well and get lined up. And then the first play of the series, we don't do that. We don't get lined up and we leave the elite tight end in the league open, which is something that cannot happen. You know, it was just a miscommunication, but something that we can easily fix. But there's got to come a point where we stop saying that to you guys and we make these plays happen. We do the right things on the field.
Well, we could call our notes section the injury report this week. Marquise Lee did play, but he didn't finish the first half, let alone the game. Brandon Linder did play, and on Thursday of this week, they didn't think he would. He went the entire way. Jaguars also got very thin at safety when both Sergio Brown and Josh Evans left with injuries. They were playing with rookie James Sample and cornerback Peyton Thompson. The Jaguars fall in New England 51-17, head home 1-2 to get ready for the Indianapolis Colts. With your rapid recap, I'm Brian Sexton.